Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. If a teenager tells you they're thinking about suicide, would you know where to go for help? Later in the hour, we'll speak with a Lansing area mother who tried to get emergency help for her 16-year-old son, but when she reached out, she feels the system failed her. Now she's speaking out and calling for change. We'll have her powerful story a little later in the hour. But first, the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference wrapped up this morning. Joining us to talk a little bit about that and other news are Susan Demas, she's the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So apparently there was a lot of buzz on Mackinac Island about an epic MRA poll which finds Governor Snyder's disapproval rating is 52%. Susan, what's that say about the voters' view of the governor these days?
I don't think the numbers are very surprising. He's taken body blow after body blow over the Flint water crisis, and he has just yet to recover or come up with a compelling message. So I'm not sure that he's hit the lowest point of his governorship either.
Ken, as a former elected official, what kind of credence do you give to approval ratings, or in this case, disapproval ratings?
Well, you know, you should be concerned about them. I mean, they're kind of a snapshot in time, so you don't get obsessed with them. I mean, they shouldn't keep you awake at night if you're an elected official, because they're going to go up and down. But I think this one is it's a little different because of the Flint issue and people's reaction to his leadership or lack of leadership dealing with that issue. So this one might be a little deeper, but you can't let it consume you.
The governor has indicated Michigan needs to embrace a little of his relentless positive action. I'm wondering what each of you thinks of that approach, his approach, and whether that works as well in government as it did for him when he was in the private sector.
I think that he's finding it harder and harder to sell that relentless positive action message in light of the Flint water crisis and just the growing discontent that governors face in year six in the last part of their tenure. That's a message that he would like everybody to pick up on. And he was very critical of the media for only focusing on negative things going on in Michigan. But the reality is, if you look at poll numbers, people are very dissatisfied with the governor and where things are going in the state. And a lot of people are upset about the state of things in the country.
Ken, it's been suggested that because he insists on relentless positive action, that possibly some of the people in his administration were afraid to bring him bad news like what was happening in Flint. Do you think that has an impact on how he's been able to govern?
Well, I think it does. Relentless positive action is just, it's getting old as a phrase, in part because of the sort of disasters like Flint. I mean, you know, that was done under relentless positive action. So it's just getting old. And I think he ought to sort of abandon it. And I also think that it's going to be a long time before Michigan voters elect an outside CEO business type. I think it's going to have some impact on the kind of candidates that are going to be seen as viable in the, at least the near term. You know, and for the record and for transparency's sake, I co-chaired the Flint Water Advisory Task Force. And one of our findings was that he had a very kind of narrow information flow coming to him, and that might have served for efficiency, and he probably brought it to state government from his experience in the private sector. But in politics, you need to have multiple information flows to make sure you're getting a real sense of what's happening. And that was one of our findings and one of our recommendations, that he changes the way he operates.
The governor also says part of the problem is that the news media are a bunch of Eeyores, Winnie the Pooh's gloomy donkey friend. It seems recently politicians find blaming reporters goes over pretty well with some voters, possibly that audience at Mackinac Island. How well do you think this will work for the governor? Susan?
I think that reporters are rather unpopular with the public, and you rarely pay a price for bashing the media. It's not like reporters are going to suddenly stop covering the governor, even if he's not particularly friendly to them. And given the governor's own problems with the public, as you can see in the poll numbers, trying to make the media into a sort of villain is probably not a bad technique. Certainly, it's worked for Donald Trump. He's far more hostile to the media than Governor Snyder is. But I would expect that given the coverage he's received, given the beating he's taken in the polls, he's probably going to continue being this prickly.
The speech that he gave at the Mackinac Policy Conference was supposed to be sort of a reset for the governor. Do you think kind of labeling the media as Eeyores is a good first step?
Well, I agree with Susan. When you're kind of down in the dumps as an elected official, the media is a pretty good target. And as she said, I mean, it's serving Donald Trump pretty well. I don't think it particularly helps reestablish an active agenda. I don't think it helps to focus on problems that need to get solved and figuring out a way to solve them. I think the governor is sort of laboring under kind of two liabilities here. One is the one we've already talked about, and that is the Flint hangover. But the other is, and Susan hinted at this, is he's in the last 2.5 years of his last term, and all governors sort of run into agenda fatigue, the inability to get stuff done, and that's a liability here. So he's got those two kind of working against him, and labeling the media the way he did isn't going to help or solve that problem.
That's Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Publisher and Editor of Inside Michigan Politics. They joined us via Skype. Thanks, both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.